world leader in business news. This is The Closing Bell.
Welcome back in today's Closing Bell Close-Up, an innovative new technology that allows you to have all of your favorite websites just a single click away. CBC's technology reporter Corey Johnson shows us how.
It's search on steroids. The hot new technology sweeping the internet, pushing information in front of users. It's called RSS. RSS is short for Really Simple Syndication.
And RSS is just a technology that makes it easy for us to help you, to really put you in the driver's seat, to allow you to bring your content together in the way you want to see it, when you want it.
Here's how RSS works. News sites like the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, or blogs like SearchBlog or Boing Boing put an RSS button or an XML button on their sites. Users click on the button, and their favorite RSS aggregator will then update every time those websites add new content. It's a dynamically updated internet page, and Yahoo's Scott Gatz is determined to make Yahoo the prime aggregator.
The way people use the internet has changed over the last few years. People interact with all sorts of content, go to all different websites.
Yahoo is hoping that RSS will help it bridge the gap between it and Google. Google might search information, but Yahoo wants to use RSS to serve information, and is making a big gamble along those lines, remaking its My Yahoo page into an RSS page. But Yahoo is not alone in exploring RSS.
First there was email, then there was the web, now there's RSS.
NewsGator, a Denver startup, has a corporate RSS product. NewsGator folders serve business people with headlines, world news, tech news, you name it, delivered right to you, no surfing required.
Once they get into it and really start to understand what RSS can do for them, typically the response is, wow, I had no idea you could do this. This is changing the way I use the internet.
We want to make sure that whatever we do, we put it together in the way that they expect it, not the way maybe that the technology would force it to be.
Thanks to RSS, internet users get what they want at a time when information has never been more valuable. Corey Johnson, CNBC Business News, San Francisco, California.